It's time for the Blue Raider Sports Network on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, BFW Post 1620, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, With Kids in Mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty, and Black Horse Tavern. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome out to East Pennsboro High School Gymnasium. John Wilsbach alongside Damar Parker. Tonight, the Middletown Blue Raiders at 12-2 take on East Pennsboro at 5-10. Blue Raiders fresh off that exciting Friday night victory, 61-60 over Steele High. But this is a tough week for Middletown. A loaded schedule. Four games in 5 days. And it starts tonight, right here at East Pennsboro. Middletown will play here. They'll play at Elko on Wednesday. Technically, I should say four games in 6 days. They'll play Friday against Camp Hill and then Saturday at home against Topohaka. We're going to talk to Chris Sattell about this vicious schedule when we come back. It's the pregame show, Middletown and East Pennsboro boys basketball, when we return on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbeiner, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbeiner, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
With Chris Sattell, head coach for the Middletown boys basketball team. Big week for your team. I should say a busy week for your team. Yeah. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, big and busy. Got four games coming up. Three of them are on the road. Obviously, two of them are in league, so it's going to be important that we grab those as well as the non-conference games. But anytime you got four games and you have an opportunity to win them, that's a good thing. So we just got to compete.
Someone asked me last week, Cindy, you're playing Northern Lebanon, you've got Elko this weekend, you're playing Topohaka. How is it that you as a coach or the athletic office decides on these non-conference opponents?
You try to find games that you obviously can win, and you look at those teams, and you want to try to get the higher classifications. And sometimes it also comes down to the fact that there's friends that coach there. Topohaka was the now coach at Cedar Cliff. When we talked about Anvil, Chris Bradford is a Middletown guy, was on our staff here. The Elko coach, they were very good in AAA last year. They had three of their starters coming back. They're kind of struggling a little bit, but we wanted to get some of those teams that are outside of our conference that we could possibly see in the playoffs on our schedule. That way we're not just seeing the same mid-Penn schools all the time.
Do you regret adding all these extra teams, seeing how you started this season a little later? You still fine with it?
I'm okay with it. I mean, obviously the game last week having to go to Northern Lebanon was tough before we played Steele High. But this week, you know, obviously that these games are on the schedule, you know, but next week's going to be kind of tough. We're making up our game with Milton Hurst the day after we play Trinity. So it's hectic, but kids are resilient. They'll find a way to bounce back, and we'll just try to put them in a position to win.
What'd you do this past weekend? A little shooting? Just give them the weekend off? Let them rest?
They were off. They deserved it. I wanted to bring them in for an hour on Saturday to shoot, and then my coaches reminded me of our schedule coming up this week and the fact that they're 16, 17, 18 years old, and they're sick of hearing me. So it's probably good for them to get away from me for a little bit so they can focus on themselves, their friends, and their families.
All right, you got East Pennsboro tonight. You handled them the first time. What do you expect differently this time?
Well, I'm hoping we make our free throws. We were 15-30 last game. We gave up 17 offensive rebounds and turned the ball over 14 times. So I'm hoping that we can cut some of those numbers in half with the exception of the free throws, maybe add another 7 or 8 makes there, take care of the basketball and end possessions for these guys. They have a really good shooter in Mitch Henry. He's a senior. He's about 140 points away from scoring his 1,000. So I know he's going to be out here looking to try to score. Since their record's only, 5-10, they're down a little bit. That's obviously something that he's going to be looking for himself. So hopefully we can respond.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask how great it still feels to beat Steel High at Steel High after the long drought from 1969.
It's crazy. And obviously you hear those comments from people, all the old Middletown guard and all the tradition that Middletown's had, and to think back. And that was the last loss of some of the great teams, great coach under Casper Boitherford. And then just looking at our rich basketball tradition, even though we haven't been as prominent as we've been in the past, it still boggles my mind. And it was a great win for our kids. I didn't think they got time out there at the end of the game. I thought the clock stopped a little bit early, but as I told our guys, they don't like us to win at Steel High, so they'll try anything they can.
All right, good luck tonight.
Thanks so much.
Chris Attell, head coach for Middletown, back with more on the pregame show here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Welcome back to Enola, Pennsylvania. John Wilsbach and DeMar Parker with you. Glad to have you along. Middletown and East Pennsboro tonight. Middletown 12-2. East Pennsboro at 5-10. DeMar, a big emotional win for this team against Steel High. Are they refocused again for a new week and new games?
Yeah, they're definitely focused for a new upcoming week. Right now they have a 4 game this week, and now they're trying to focus and try to get these win the 4 games out, and then try to get up to January 31st against Trinity senior night.
Senior night will be Tuesday, January 31st, and also at halftime of that game, the Raiders will honor the 92 boys basketball team, 25th anniversary of winning the district championship. We think mostly all of the players from that team have been contacted. In fact, your dad was one of those, Omar Parker, so we look forward to seeing as many of those players come out as they can for that game on Tuesday night, January 31st against Trinity. Should be a packed house for that game. That'll be big. Right now in the Capital Division, Trinity is on top. They are 7-1 in the division with a 13-2 record. Middletown is 12-2 and 6-1 in the division. Milton Hershey also 6-1. Milton Hershey knocked off Trinity, so that's why everyone's kind of spread around. So those three right now battling it out. As we get over into boys quad A, which Middletown is, the girls are triple A for Middletown, but the boys are 4A. Middletown is currently in that number 2 spot behind Lancaster Catholic. Starting tonight for the Middletown Blue Raiders, Ryan Hughes, who went over the 1,000-point mark, Tyre Mills, Luke Marakovich, Chris Plummer, and Trey Leach. And for East Pennsboro, they'll go with 6-foot junior Onassis Neely, 5'9 freshman Preston Powery, 6'3 sophomore Nick Caroli, 6'2 senior Mitch Henry, and 6'4 senior Drew Farley. Middletown in the blue uniforms. East Pennsboro in the all white. The black and orange trim. Raiders win the tap. They're going from our left to right. Marakovic on the right wing. Out front for Plummer. Right elbow to Hughes. Out front for Mills. Left of the lane. Marakovic shot in and out. He swats it back out front. Mills comes up with it. Tempted, won't take it. Drives, plays it right corner. Hughes for three off the mark. Rebounded Mills. One bounce. Tries going back up. Knocked out of his hands. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. Tyre Mills. 2-0 Middletown.
If I'm finding the ball, he got it in. Double pump fakes and finally get it up and put it in.
Henry with a basketball. Getting trapped in midcourt now. Bouncing it forward to Caroli. He'll hold and look and play it back to the right side. That's Freeze. Stolen away by Mills. Pass up to Plummer. He'll get it over to his left, and Hughes will finish it off. 4-0 Middletown. Quickly back the other way comes Mitchell Henry. Remember, there are two Henrys on this team, Mitchell and Jake. Mitchell getting the bulk of the action. Henry dribbles into the lane. Left-handed layup around Leach is good. 4-2. Middletown brings it up. Rakovic over to Plummer, left side for three. Bullseye! Chris Plummer with the tray makes it. Probably got it wrong on the scoreboard. Now 7-2. All sent into the East Penn zone. Plummer with the steal. Long pass down to Mills. He'll take the deep three. Got it! Tyre Mills from downtown.
Yeah, I'll hit him two straight threes. Look like they're starting to feel it.
I think they are. Back the other way. Layup is up and good for Braden Freeze. 10-4 in favor of Middletown. They get the scoreboard right. Mills out front takes another three. This time it's an air ball. Gets the pass back from Plummer. Goes to the left. Layup is no good. Now they got the scoreboard finally corrected. Over on the left side, Farley. Out front for Freeze. On to the right side for Neely. He'll pull up outside the foul line from 17. It's good. 10-6. Middletown with the lead. Long pass down by the Raiders. Goes out of bounds.
Now it looks like Trey Leach was expecting Hughes to cut, but he got held up, which caused to be a bad pass.
Full court pressure now by the Blue Raiders. Neely looks to get it in, goes off the foot of Freeze, but back to Neely. Raiders with four games this week. They'd love to get up on this and let the JVs take over, but right now a layup no good by Farling. Ball kicked back out to Neely. On to the left side, Henry for three. Mitchell Henry's got 5 points. It's now 10-9 in favor of Middletown. Rakovic, right elbow to Hughes. Lobbing it inside for Plummer. He's under par and can't get it in. Rebounded by the Panthers. Quickly up the floor, Henry. Down into the corner to Farling. Back to Henry. Baseline to the bucket. Up and in. He's got 7. And the first lead of the game for East Pennsboro. 11-10. 4:35 to go in the first. Up the floor. Marakovic, right wing. Tempted, won't take it. Right corner to Leach. Leach dribbles towards the paint. Backdoor look underneath Plummer. His layup is no good. Rebounded by Henry. Panthers bring it up the floor. Long pass up for Farling. He'll take the three from the wing. That's no good. Rebounded underneath and up and in is Nick Caroli. And it's now a 3-point lead for East Penn. Here's Leach the other way. Left corner Plummer. Back out for Marakovic. He'll penetrate. Backhanded layup, reverse layup is short. Rebounded by Neely. Back the other way comes Henry. He'll take it to the right side. Throws up a sloppy off-balance shot. Quick pass, Marakovic. All the way up to Leach. One on two and a reach-in foul out front against Braden Freeze of East Penn.
Looks like he tried to go for the strip and end up getting called for the foul. And after East Penn, they're killing Middletown on the fast breaks. And after Middletown, struggling to make them layups.
Yeah, some easy ones that playoff time comes around, you've got to finish those off. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We saw the other night against Steel High, despite winning and having a good game, there were some easy inside ones that were missed. So Mills goes out, Truesdale checks in, Cowrie checks in for East Penn. Raiders with the ball, trailing by three. Brockovich, left side, Leach. Leach tries to dribble, penetrate. They're going to give him the shot and a foul. They're going to say continuation for Leach. And it's 13-12.
Great drive by Trey Leach. Doing through contact. Dr. Larabin, go and one.
They catch who they called the foul on, though. That's the second team foul on East Pennsboro. Leach at the line. And his shot will bounce forward and in. Leach struggled at East Penn with the foul line. Raiders were able to win. He had two there at the foul line against Steel High. So they counted for something. Tie game at 13. Neely with the ball. Trying to get it out front for Powery. Goes off the leg. Last touch, though, by Middletown.
Trey read that pass good. Try to get the interception, but ends up going out of bounds.
Inbounds coming up for East Penn on the front court near side. Neely on it. Neely passing it over to Powery. Back door up and in is Drew Farling. 15-13 in favor of East Penn. 2:58 to go in the first. Hughes with the ball out front. It seems to be the common thing each game. Middletown kind of hanging with the team in the first before opening it up. Hughes takes it in the bucket, lays it up and in. They kind of just feel each other out for a while.
Yeah, they usually start slow, but during the second and third quarter, they start picking it up, and that's when they get in the 10-0 run.
15-15 back the other way. Get the pass inside to Henry, but a foul against Middletown. So they're going to call this one on Truesdale. It is for a hold. That will be his first. Inbound for East Penn under the bucket. Powery looks to get it in. Finds Caroli. Jumper from the corner for three by Mitchell. Henry is good. It's 18-15. East Penn. 2:25 to go in the first. Trey Leach. Left corner, Truesdale. Out front for Plummer. Chris Plummer. Left side, Truesdale on the wing. Drives off the glass, short. May have been partially blocked. Rebound, Farling. Neely gets the pass up the floor to Powery. Looking for a left side backdoor look, but the Raiders able to knock it out of bounds. So Marakovich and Mills check back in for Middletown. Leach goes out and Hughes will get a break. Always tough place to play here, Panther Nation. East Penn inbounding it. And Farling wasn't expecting it. Now it's out front for Powery at the left point, working man-to-man against Mills. Preston Powery over onto the right side for Neely. He'll dribble left of the lane, swatted away by Mattis. Here comes Mills. Long pass up the floor. Bummer, nice save by him to get it back inbound. Mills threw a rocket. Mills gets it. Mattis at the foul line. Plummer right wing for three. No good. Rebounded by Henry. Back the other way. He'll bring it onto the front court. Trapped out front. Now getting it to Neely. Neely, top of the key to Powery. Raiders in the man-to-man defense. Trailing by three. Caroli looking backdoor for Henry. He has to save it from going out of bounds. Raider get it. Here comes Brockovich. Right of the lane. Kicks it out to Plummer in the right corner. Bummer goes into the paint, backdoor, Mattis, off the glass, no good, his tap is no good, rebounded by East Pennsboro. And something you said earlier there, gotta make those little ones.
Those little ones will definitely come back a hundred, but there's still plenty of game left in the game.
Neely takes a three, no good for East Pennsboro. Plummer comes up with a steal and back the other way. Plummer down the lane, in traffic, off the glass, no good. His own putback will bounce around a few times and finally go in It's 18-17 East Penn, 28 seconds to go in the first. In a non-stop first. Here's a steal by Mills, and Mills will be fouled at midcourt.
Looks like East Penn should be glad that they fouled him, because if not, it was going to be a good fast break with Dyer.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that was going to put it on. Powery, his first, team third. And 20 seconds to go in the first. Middletown down by one. Leach with it out front. They'll play for the final shot. Now Marakovic comes out. Gets the handoff. 10 seconds. Left side. Over on the wing to Hughes. Hughes. Right side. Marakovic takes the three. No good. Off to the side. Saved by Hughes. He'll toss it in. And we have played one. After one quarter, it's East Pennsboro 18, Middletown 17. Back with the second quarter on the Faith Your Thinking Miner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Welcome back. John Wilshock and DeMar Parker. East Pennsboro leading after one quarter of play, 18-17. A little sloppy at times there, but a lot of run and gun. And
yeah, for Middletown, they've got to make sure they lay up because they had a lot of open times and they couldn't get finishes.
And they had probably about two or three there they could have had.
And plus, when East Penn goes on the fast break, they had a hard time stopping him because they had to go for a layup or get a quick corner three.
All right, East Pennsboro starts the second quarter. Over on the right side. That's going to be Farling. Inside, Henry. Mitchell Henry's fouled after the first shot attempt, getting the rebound. I'm going to call this one on Mattis. Second team foul, Middletown. East Penn inbounding the ball. Into the corner, goes to Mitchell Henry. Out front now to Horst. And now Powery into the left corner. Henry dribbling through traffic, looking for somewhere to go with it. And he slams into Hughes. Hughes stood his ground, and he had nowhere to pass, nowhere to go with it. Kind of put the shoulder down and leaned in.
Yeah, he got put in the trap because it looked like he had no other choice. Tried to put up, and Ryan Hughes was there, setting up for the charge.
Now another substitution for East Penn. Out goes Powery. Freeze back in. Marakovic brings it up the floor. Middletown down by one. Leach, left corner Mattis, out front Marakovic for three. That's short. Rebounded on the inside by Caroli of East Pennsboro. Powery up the floor. Almost had it stolen away. Loose ball on the floor. Now Mitchell gets it over to the right side. Mitchell Henry over to Horst. Now it's Caroli. On the floor with it, rolls it back out front to Farling, and we get the travel violation.
It's a little scrappy during that play. So a little travel, a little dive in, and finally call travel.
18-17, East Penn still in the lead. Well, Sprecher checks in for Middletown. Mattis goes out. Early here in the second quarter, Mills in the corner. Now Hughes, right of the paint, off the glass and in with an 8-footer. Hughes has 6. Middletown back in front, 19-18. Off the floor comes Powery. Front court pass for Farling, stolen away by Sprecher. He'll get it to Hughes, bounce past Mills, back to Hughes, down the lane, and he's going to be fouled, going to the bucket.
And at first, when you see, look like Tyre, who looked like he's going to go for the layup and instead passes up to Ryan Hughes, which goes in the foul.
Yeah, I don't know if he felt because he was almost under the bucket with his back to the wall and to the bucket, And that's why he played it back out front to Hughes, who was in a bunch of traffic. We get the foul against East Pennsboro, the fifth team foul. Again, they haven't been putting all the fouls up on the board, so we'll have to check at halftime. Who's getting them, and they're on the opposite side of us. They're going to get the power. Okay, his second. In the corner, here's Hughes, takes a baseline, tosses it back out front. Marakovic inside the foul line. Shot no good. Rebounded by Horst. We'll slow it up in the backcourt. Middletown up by one. East Penn with the ball. It's going to be Freeze. He'll pull up top of the key, and he's got it for two. Just inside that three-point arc. And East Penn's back in front, 2019. Hughes will bring it up the floor, left side to Mills. Back to Hughes. Rakovic on the right wing. Into the right corner, Hughes, but away from the play. We've got a foul on Plummer. He was trying to get a little position on the inside, and he'll pick up his first personal. Full court pressure again by the Raiders. It's got them out front early. Quickly brought up the floor by Freeze. He'll play to the right side. Up and in goes Caroli and the foul. So we put this one on Sprecher, his first. It's 22-19. One shot at the line is good for Nick Caroli. He has 5 points. And a four-point lead is the largest lead of the game for East Pennsboro. 23-19. Plummer trying to pass, has his pass knocked away. Time for a Raider timeout because they're playing a little disorganized right now. Left corner. Freeze. Out front. Neely. And Freeze with it again. Freeze at the top for three. No good. Rebound goes to East Penn. Neely has it again. Now Farling out front. Farling's got the size. Horst, top of the key. Left wing, Freeze. Now Farling, left wing jumper. It's good for two. That's 25-19, a six-point lead for East Pennsboro. Rakovic, right side for Mills. Back for Rakovic out front. Zone defense by East Pennsboro. Looks like a 3-2 at this point. Hughes, left corner. Running jumper, no good. But was it for three would be the question. The foul's going to go against Horst. That's his first.
That's Ryan Hughes. He had a good pump fake. Threw it up and threw in the foul. He was hope player and one.
First shot by Hughes is good. They still haven't indicated if he's getting two or three off that shot. He's down in the far side corner, and I could not see him. Now I'm saying one, so one more for Hughes, and it is also good. Hughes going over the 1,000-point career mark against Steel High from the foul line. I should say got the 1,000 points at the foul line. Shot at the other end, no good. Rebounded by Leach. Leach going left to the lane, lays it up and in. Trey Leach has five. And quickly, the Raiders rally back. It's 25-23. East Pennsboro's lead down to two. Both teams have had six-point leads in this game. Neely with the ball in the right corner. I remember him. Great running back for East Pennsboro this season. Raiders did a nice job of stopping him in that football game. Caroli with the ball out front. Now out front is Healy. Here's Marakovic with the steal up to Hughes. He'll lay it up from the left side, and it's good. Ryan Hughes now with 10 points. It's 25-25. Middletown with the steal. Leach, Marakovic lost the ball out of bounds.
It looked like Luke was ready to drive in before he caught the ball. Just slipped off his hand. Deep pin ball.
So East Penn will inbound it. 25-25 with 3:33 to go in the second quarter. Neely looking to get it into someone. Wasted 5 seconds. And it will be Middletown basketball.
No one was open. He's trying to look for someone. They're too long. 5 seconds.
So the Raiders to inbound underneath the bucket. They announce Marakovich, Leach, Sprecher, Mattis, and Hughes out there. Mills and Plummer getting a break. Inbounds comes in. Sprecher in the paint. Lost it. Gets it back. Puts it off the glass. It's short. No good. Rebounded by East Penn. The Panthers will bring it up the floor. Left side, Neely, and he will be fouled going to the bucket.
Looked like Sprecher thought he was set for a charge, but looked like he wasn't set, so I'll foul on him.
Second foul on Sprecher, who I think holds the record for fouling out of the game at Northern Lebanon.
Yeah, he's the only person I know who got fouled out by playing 3 minutes coming off the bench.
It was fast. I couldn't remember if he had one earlier in that game, though, and then when he came back in late when he finished it off. I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, a lot in the fourth quarter of that game.
Neely misses the first and misses the second shot. Rebounded by Mattis, tied at 25. Yeah, Coach Sattell was even joking after that game how quickly he fouled out. Marakovich with the ball out front. A little pressure now right side to Leach. Out front, Marakovich. Leach out at the right point, under 3 minutes to go. Leach, left baseline, Plummer inside, strong to the bucket, off the glass and in. Plummer's got seven. It's 27-25, Middletown back in front. Up the floor, Mitchell Henry with the ball being met near midcourt. Right side, Horst. Baseline, Neely. Back out front for Horst. Now he'll hand it off down the right wing for three. It's good by Jake Henry. And it's 28-27 East Pennsboro. Leach, top of the key, right side. Hughes fakes, dribbles into the paint. Over to Marakovic, left side for two. No good. Rebounded. Leach, he'll try penetrating inside, but he's fouled. On the inside, I think they're going to put this one on Nick Caroli. Nope. They're going to say that it was Jake Henry.
Great pump fake by Trey Leach. Got a rebound, and with a pump fake, and drew in the foul.
So that'll put Leach at the line. Seventh team foul on East Pennsboro. His first shot is good.
One thing I will say about Trey Leach, that he has gotten better in free throws since earlier in the year.
But he still struggles.
Sometimes, but at least he's getting much better.
He's working on it. He's 2 for 2 tonight. Second one is on the way. This one no good. Rebounded Mattis. Gives it to Plummer, and he'll have the easy put back on the inside. Chris Plummer now with 9. It's 30-28 Middletown. Out the floor. Come the Panthers to the right side. Jake Henry has it knocked out of bounds by Leach. Middletown on the road in Lebanon County, all the way down at Myerstown. Just south of Myerstown is where Elko is located. Wednesday night, we'll be on the air with that one. Spin move into the paint by Farling. Saves it from going out of bounds. No, he doesn't. It's Middletown ball. Leaders do a lot of traveling. Luckily, the Saturday home game is home against Pope Hawken, or that would have been another trip.
Mm-hmm.
Down to Birch County. Leach with the ball out front. Into the left corner. Hughes takes the three. Bullseye! Ryan Hughes! He's got 13. 33-28. Back to a 5-point lead for Middletown. Henry over to the left side. Jake Henry. He'll take the three. That's an air ball rebounded by Hughes. Hughes up the floor. Dribbling through traffic. Taking it down the lane. Right to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Coast to coast. Ryan Hughes. It's now the largest lead for Middletown at 7 points. 35-28. Middletown full court pressure and an East End timeout. as they knew they had problems. We'll step out. 106 to play. Second quarter, Middletown 35. East Penn 28. Boys basketball returns on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Welcome back. John Wills back and DeMar Parker. Glad to have you along here at East Pennsboro. 35-28. Middletown with a 7-point lead, 106 to go in the half. Middletown with the full court pressure. Horst with the ball. Still in the backcourt. Front court pass, Jake Henry. Up to Neely, left side. He gets Mills up, but he doesn't finish the shot. He'll go to the line. Shooting two as Mills called for the foul.
That's Nelly Hill with a pump fake. The guy going for and one, but it just blows out.
So Neely at the line, shooting two with under a minute to go. First shot by Neely is no good. He is now 0-for-3 from the foul line. But he will get a second attempt. This time he makes it count. 35-29. 48 seconds to go in the half. Plummer. Dorney Hughes takes it baseline. He got bumped down in the corner. So he'll go to the line shooting 101.
But he was driving down the baseline, got pushed, and now he has to go on the line for one and one, possibly two.
So at the line, Ryan Hughes. He called that foul on Farling, his first. It was 1-on-1, no good, but Plummer is there to follow it up and in. 37-29, Raiders up by 8 points. They're keeping the pressure on. Long pass down in the paint, off the glass. Shot no good by Caroli from the outside. Shot no good by Freeze. Steal by East Penn with 20 seconds to go. Farling left side. His shot no good. Raiders come up with it. Back the other way comes Hughes, and he will be fouled. Going to the bucket with 11 seconds to go.
Ryan looked like he was about to pass it to Luke, but fortunately, well, gratefully, he got the foul. Now he's going back on the line.
We're down in the corner of the gymnasium here. Shot by Hughes is good. We'll get a second attempt. The court side. Second shot by Ryan Hughes is good. Now a 10-point lead for Middletown with 10 seconds to go. And Mills called for the foul in the backcourt as the Raiders kept that full court pressure on.
But Tyre was trying to get that steal, try to end the half on a run, but gets called for reaching. Now East Penn's back on the line.
First shot at the line for Chris Horst on the 1-on-1 is good. 39-30. Second shot also good. Raiders have 9 seconds. Bringing up the floor, Plummer fouled at midcourt, trying to make a pass, and they'll walk to the other end. It is double bonus now, is it not? Yes. So Plummer goes the line shooting too.
Look what you tried to in the foul for like a 3-point, three throws, but in the bin just do.
First shot by Plummer is no good. Plummer's got 11 on the game. Got some scores to pass along coming up at halftime. In fact, a big one, McDevitt and Lancaster Catholic. Because right now in the standings, it's Lancaster Catholic, Middletown, and McDevitt third. Second shot by Plummer is good. 40-31. Steal by Middletown, 7 seconds. Here's Hughes down the lane, lays it up and in. Big mistake by East Penn, and they cannot get the shot off in time. And the Raiders lead by 11 with a late second quarter blitz on the Panthers. At halftime, it's 42-31, Middletown leading East Penn for a boys basketball returns. For the halftime show on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313. J&J.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
Welcome back. We are at halftime. Middletown leading 42-31 on East Pennsboro boys basketball. One score we're keeping tabs on tonight. Midway through the second quarter, Lancaster Catholic leading Bishop McDevitt 19-17. Lancaster Catholic in first right now in the point standings, and McDevitt just behind Middletown in the third spot. So, you know, we're going to be keeping eyes on that. As we interviewed Chris Sattell last week, he was making a joke. He claims like every 30 seconds he's checking his phone to see what the point standings are, even though they're technically not changing at all. It's just a habit now that he has looking at where Middletown falls. But always at halftime, we try to have guests on. And tonight's guest, we bring back Middletown Blue Raider, former player and assistant coach, Chris Hughes.
Thanks, Sean.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You had to be proud Saturday night, or I'm sorry, Friday night. Steel High, and your boy Ryan Hughes gets the 1,000 points.
That was a surreal evening for us. Going into it, we knew he needed a big week. He needed 9 going in Friday night. Tell he was ready to do it, but he was pressing a little bit. And as soon as it happened, him and his teammates, it was like, thank God it happened. And then they played loose the rest of the game, and you could see what they're doing tonight now.
Did it seem like that had been a distraction recently?
It wasn't until Thursday night at halftime of the Northern Lebanon game. I believe Carl told him how many points he still needed. And he said something to us over on the sidelines at halftime, and we told him, just go play.
Yeah.
You have a whole year to score 18 points and then some.
Exactly.
So eventually it's going to happen. That's right. Eventually it's going to happen. So just go ahead and do your thing, and it'll happen.
Well, how much fun has it been for you as a parent? Because your son, Dagan, who played and was on WMSS radio, and now Ryan, you watch these guys go up through the system. You help out with both the Middletown and the Seven Sorrows systems in football and basketball, and be one of those parents and coaches has to be exciting for you.
It's exciting not just for to be able to coach Dagan and Ryan all the way up through, but this particular junior class, Trey, Kyle, Jared, a bunch of the boys out here, we've had them together since third grade, and it's been their dream to get to the Giant Center. That's what we've talked about since day one, is to get the Giant Center, play for a district final, division title, stuff like that. Brought back people that have played in Middletown, brought them back and talked to them, and these guys get it. Coach Myers drilled it into them in football. We drilled it into them in basketball about the Raider pride and bringing back the history of Middletown, and that's exactly what's happening right now with our boys' programs.
Well, you told me it must have been probably 5 years ago, hey, watch this group. Watch this group when they get up. They become juniors and so on. That was at least 5-6 years ago. Do we have any groups like that again coming up through?
There we have some good young talent still coming up. They're buying into the process. They're watching what these guys, the work that Trey and Ryan and Chris Plummer, Tyre, they've been together playing AAU. And we're playing all over the country. We're not just playing down in Lancaster or Lebanon. I mean, we were in Indianapolis this year, Albany, Pittsburgh. We have a huge schedule coming up this year. And I think the younger guys are like, hey, you know, if we want to get there, we got to be like them and start doing this as well. So I can see our programs hopefully are going to stay around for quite a while yet with our young people.
Well, and it's great to know that we've got 4 of the 5 starters coming back next season, including Ryan, of course. Going to lose a guard, and you're going to lose even a senior guy off the bench who's, you know, got some height. Can you get any, you know, foreign exchange students coming in and staying with you or anything?
With Dagan at Seton Hall right now, we have an extra bedroom, so we can probably pull a Rick Binder and go over overseas maybe and bring somebody in like he did that 1 year when he brought that gentleman in from Germany, I think.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Well, we can, and there's other schools who have done things like that.
Well, we'll make sure that they're exchange students, though.
That's right. Now, you played for Middletown between 86 and 88, so
yes.
You were on the JV team the year the 86 team went all the way to the Eastern Championship and lost to Allentown Central Catholic. You got to play and watch and play against him, practice the Tom Strohs, Troy McNulty, Sammy Martins, and so on.
Right. We lost in the district finals to McDevitt, and then we lost in the Eastern finals to ACC, which helped us out, the younger guys, because we learned a lot from them. They were tremendous guys to play against and with. And then I believe it was my senior year, we won the Mid-Penn, if you recall. We beat Palmyra in that third game set over at Mechanicsburg after we lost to them twice, and then we ended up losing to York Catholic in the district finals at the Farm Show. So, I mean, they definitely helped us and grow to become seniors anyway. And I see that happening with these guys. You know, our juniors and seniors are going to help our younger kids, I think.
Well, let's go. You coached a little bit with Bob Heiser.
Yes.
And stay in touch with him much?
92 to 97.
Okay.
When we were district champs. We beat Kennerdale and then lost to Kennerdale. if you recall. I think that was 91, 92.
Well, we beat Kennerdale in the district championship in 92.
And then we lost to them the year before that.
Oh, the year before that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, we lost them the year before. But, yeah, we still stay in touch. He'll send me messages every once in a while. And, of course, it's the, you know, it's a shame that your boy is so much better than you. You know how he says that kind of stuff. You know, he tells B.J. Noon his daughter's better than he was. You know, a typical Bob Heiser humor.
He likes getting in the brain.
Absolutely. He loves to give a little dig.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by and keeping us filled in on Ryan and some of your past fun with the Middletown basketball program. Should be a fun ride this year.
I hope everybody at home's listening, and we got two more games this week on the road and then a big one Saturday at home, so hopefully everybody will come out and back to the gym for senior night.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, John.
Chris Hughes, our guest at halftime, 42-31 Middletown, back after this on the Fager Finger Binder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Welcome back. John Wilsbach alongside DeMar Parker. Thanks for Chris Hughes stopping by. Saying hi. We are corrected that when Middletown won that district championship over Kennerdale in 92, it was the following year, 93, that we lost to Kennerdale. Steve Leedy correcting us on that one. And a halftime score, Lancaster Catholic leading McDevitt 26-21. In boys basketball, East Penn with the ball has it stolen away. Here comes Hughes. We start this third quarter fast and furious. Backdoor look. Plummer will lay it up and in for Middletown. Plummer's got 14 points. Hughes had 19 in the first half. Plummer had 12, 6 for Leach and 5 for Mills. For East Pennsboro, they've got it spread out with Mitchell Henry leading their scorers with 10 points. Caroli with 5, Freeze with 4, Farling with 4, Neely with 3, and down the lane goes Mitchell Henry laying it in. He's got 12. It's now 44-33. Here's Mills, top of the key, looking for a backdoor look, but we get a kickball against East Pennsboro. Middletown really started putting it together there late in that second quarter, DeMar. Seemed like they started finding their rhythm finally.
Yeah, that's what Middletown used to do. They used to have a slow start or to get a good start in the first quarter. They had a slow start and come back in the second quarter with a hot, like a good run.
Hughes' shot is partially blocked, goes to Mills. He'll finish it off 46-33. Left side, jumper, no good for Henry Middletown. Hughes long pass to Plummer. He'll take it to the bucket left side. He'll catch it off the glass for two. Plummer's now got 16, 48-33. Quickly the other way. Come the Panthers. Layup by Freeze, no good. Knocked out of bounds by East Penn. Middletown ball.
Now it looks like East Penn's now starting to get a little frustrated trying to beat that full court press, and it's hard to do it. And it results in them getting turnovers.
48-33, 15-point lead for the Raiders. Rogovich out front. Dribbles to the right side. Now dribbling through traffic. Left baseline. Plummer takes two big steps and called for the travel. He got a smile on his face. He knows what he did.
He knows he did. That's usually his usual stuff. He likes to do a Euro, but he took like one too much steps.
Took the NBA. Stop. Another 5-second inbound violation on East Pennsboro's Onassis Neely. He is frustrated. Can't find anyone.
No one was open. They're all doing full court press. They couldn't find no one open. That results in a 5-second violation.
No one was really moving for him either. I think that's his complaint to his teammates. All right. Here's Leach. Right side. Mills. Mills top of the key. Down the lane with a floater and it's good. Tyre Mills with 9, 50-33. Back the other way, pass into the corner. Farling, left corner, will take the 3. It's no good. Rebounded by Neely, and we'll get the reach-in foul on Leach. Got a piece of the hand.
ever since this first quarter, Middletown is starting to play like how they usually are. Balling real hard, playing full court defense, getting good layups like they struggled in the first quarter. Now they're in the comfortable lead.
Panthers inbounding along the baseline to the bucket. Up, no good is Henry. Stolen away by Mills. Here come the Raiders. Mills, his pass, a bad one, and then frustrated after giving it away to Caroli. He reaches in and will pick up another foul, his third. And he knows he goes right to the bench. In comes Mattis, in comes Truesdale. And Leach will also get a break. 17-point lead right now for Middletown. They were down by six in that first half at one point. And just decided to turn the switch on. Here's Neely, right side, to the bucket. Layup no good. Mattis with the rebound. Plummer has it. He'll bring it up the floor. Passes it up to Hughes. Out front for Plummer. Tempted, but won't take the three. Now Marakovic on the left side. Dribbles. Backdoor look. Mattis puts it up and in on the right side. Mattis's first bucket of the game, 52-33, 19-point lead. East Penn needs timeout. We'll step out with 4:46 to play in the third. Middletown 52, East Pennsboro 33. Boys basketball returns on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbeiner, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbeiner, not just another funeral home.
.446 to go here in the third. 52-33. Middletown in control by 19 points. And East Penn will inbound front court near side. They'll get it into Neely. Besides, he's just going to get the inbound instead of trying to inbound it. Neely on the right side. Holding and looking. Now out front to Farling. Swings it around to the left side. Caroli. Into the corner goes to Mitchell Henry. Here's Neely to the bucket baseline. A shot no good. And on the rebound, they're calling Mattis, getting a hand in on Neely. So Mattis will pick up his second. But they both pretty much didn't have the ball.
He didn't have the ball on him, but he was at the wrong place at the wrong time when he got the rebound.
Inbounds pass comes in. Mattis with a rejection on Farling on the inside. Hughes with the ball, man. Nice behind the back dribble. Blows past Henry. Dishes it off. Left side. Marakovic got it for two. His first bucket of the game. 54-33. Quickly the other way. Farling has it. Middletown now up by 21. Their largest lead of the game. With 3:58 to go in the third. Out front is Freeze. Back door look. We're going to get a foul on Hughes. Got the hand in on Caroli, and Hughes will pick up the personal. John Wills back alongside DeMar Parker. There's Steve Leedy and Tim Neville, both a little under the weather tonight. We're carrying the load here, DeMar. First shot at the line is no good by Caroli. Raiders are going to start making some subs.
They are in a comfortable lead, so they don't want to blow. I don't hope they don't blow another one.
Alcock checks in. Truesdale checks in. Here's Marakovic off the rebound of the miss. Foul shot. Still a 21-point lead for Middletown. Sprecher also in the game. Backdoor look. Truesdale up and in. Great look by Sprecher. Great assist. Truesdale, this first bucket makes it 56-33. East Penn throwing it out front. Had to save it from a back court. Meanwhile, they'll toss it back the other way and a foul down the lane as Mitchell Henry takes it to the bucket.
As of right now, Middletown is on that 14-2 run.
And now we've got some more guys checking in for East Pennsboro. They called that foul on Truesdale. His second. First shot of the line is good by Henry. 56-34. Second shot, also good. Again, four games this week. This is good for the Raiders to get up this big. They can start subbing in some more guys. Keep those legs rested all week.
Yeah, they're going to need some rest. They're playing four games in 6 days. So they're going to sub in some subs. Like this game, they have a huge lead. They're going to start subbing in. Next game, huge lead. They're going to do the same thing.
Truesdale gets the pass, goes the bucket, no good. Played for the rebound, knocked out of bounds by Middletown with the East Penn ball. Also, Maxwell is out there for Middletown. Full court pressure again by the Raiders. East Penn gets it in. Caroli in the backcourt. Now brought onto the front court. Jake Henry, left corner, and he traveled, made that double dribble with the basketball.
Well, he picked up the ball, then he tried to dribble it again. Got caught with a double dribble.
Here comes Marakovich. On in the front court. Stops top of the key. Left side for Alcock. Now Sprecher, right elbow. Backdoor look. Maxwell, double team. Forces up a shot. It's partially blocked. East Penn gets it back. 2:35 to go in the third. Alcock makes a steal. Gets it up for Sprecher. He'll slow it up into that court, giving it off to Marakovich. Marakovich out front. Working it around. Dribbles left now. Stops. Maxwell right elbow. Left side. Truesdale out front. Stops. Bounce pass to Sprecher. Sprecher looks to go inside. Lost it, but Maxwell gets it back. And now it's Marakovich out front with 2:08 to go in the third. 56-35 Middletown. Marakovich down the lane and is fouled. Going to the bucket as Chris Horst gets a piece of him. He'll go to the line shooting too.
Now Middletown's putting more subs back in. They're going to put more subs into this game. With a comfortable lead like this, they're going to start to make a lot of moves in here.
Just the first foul of the second half for East Penn. Rockets of the line hits the first. 57-35 Middletown. Trey Michael checking in. Also Braden Thomas set to check in.
Let's check if Corey Sprecher don't get fouled out this game.
Second shot is also good for Marakovich. Now the entire second unit is in for Middletown. 58-35. East Pennsboro tossing it up the floor, going to the bucket, laying it up, and in is Powery for his first bucket. 58-37. 1:52 to go here in the third. Truesdale to the right side. Left side is Thomas. Now out front for Maxwell. Sprecher left elbow. Make that Trey Michael. Right side is Alcock. Right corner is Maxwell. Out front for Michael. Left side, Alcock. Truesdale out front. Taking his time. Over on the right side for Michael. Alcock with the ball, almost traveled with it. Truesdale, top of the key, bounce pass to Maxwell. He'll pull up right elbow, one-hander in and out. Rebounded by East Penn. Back the other way come the Panthers. Out front with the ball is Horst. Middletown leading 58-37. 1:03 to play in the third. Left side, Jake Henry. His floater no good. His follow-up, he's fouled.
Yeah, Middletown's in a comfortable lead in the bench right now. It's starting to get hyped so early in the third quarter.
Yeah, they get excited about whoever has that ball and shooting.
Yep.
At one point, East Pennsboro was up 25-19, that six-point lead we talked about. And Middletown then went on a 33-8 run. Shots at the line, good for Jake Henry. 58-39. 50 seconds to go in the third. Middletown with the lead. Thomas at the top. Dribbling, trying to penetrate, but was pushed. It will only be the second foul on East Pennsboro. So the Raiders will get the inbound. Maxwell looks to get it in. Can't find anyone. Finally gets a Trey Michael right side off the glass and in. Trey Michael. You'll have to tell us the significance of that. Everyone was cheering for him.
The bench went crazy for that.
Jumper from the outside by East Penn goes off the rim and out of bounds. It'll be Middletown ball. 60-39 Blue Raiders. 27 seconds to go in the third. Trey Michael, one of those big Middletown football guys. This is like Maxwell who's out there. And of course, Truesdale who has the ball right now. Play for the last shot here in the third. Thomas, their center circle, right side Truesdale. Thomas in the corner for three. No good. Rebounded by East Penn, and we'll get a foul to backcourt against Alcock. Second to go. So the Raiders have really turned it on here after being down by six at one point.
Yeah, after they were down, that's what Middletown does. They usually have a slow start, and they come back up with a good second quarter and a third quarter. Got to the good point that they start putting themselves back in.
First shot at the line is good for Chris Horst. They get a second attempt. Second shot also good. 60-41. We have played three quarters. Middletown leading by 19 as we head to the fourth. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
John Wilsbach and DeMar Parker with you, 60-41. We're back on the air Wednesday night from Elko, Middletown boys basketball. Second team, spotting a lot of time there in the third quarter for the Raiders, but 19 points is not a great lead, DeMar. Coach Sattel knows that. So the starters are back in there to start the fourth quarter. Middletown leading 60-41. Rockovich, Mills, Leach, Plummer, and Hughes all back in. And so are most of the starters for East Pennsboro. Ballhauser with it. Now to Neely on the right wing. Neely takes it over to the left side. Looks to penetrate. Shot blocked by Plummer. He'll call the foul on Middletown.
That's Neely. He's trying to drive in the leg. Chris Coleman was set. The way he wasn't set. Got called for a block of foul. But that's Neely has been struggling on the line for today.
Well, they're going to call it on Hughes. Yeah. They list one on the scoreboard. I have him for two, but doesn't matter. First shot by Neely is no good. He's only got 3 points on the first half.
He has been struggling on the line for free throws, though.
Doesn't struggle much in a football game when you give him the ball. But basketball, not the forte, it seems, as he misses both foul shots. 60-41, Rockovich with it, out front. Leach right side, tried to pass inside, but stolen away. Neely passing left side, looking to get at the ball. Hauser stolen away by the Raiders. Plummer has it, down the lane, lays it up, no good. And East Penn gets it back. Another one of those easy layups. You can tell he's frustrated with himself. 19-point lead, Middletown early in the fourth. Here's a three-pointer that's way short by Henry. He gets it back and takes it to a bucket and lays it in. And on that, Hughes went down a little hard along the baseline to the floor. I don't know if he's cramping up on that right leg, but he's going to go off the floor and get replaced. But he is really limping weird going to the bench and holding the right knee or just below the right knee as he hit the floor hard. Here's the Raiders. Mills, backdoor look. Plummer puts it up and in.
Great pass by Terrier. No look pass to Chris Plummer with a good layup.
62-43. Neely back the other way. Misses the easy layup and just stands there and just shakes his head. Trey leaps the other way, looking to get it inside, but it's knocked away. Now the Panthers bring it back. Henry to the bucket, puts it up and in. Mitchell Henry, and we've got a timeout. We'll step out, 6:34 to play in the fourth. 62-45. Middletown leading East Pennsboro back on the Baker Finger Biter Funeral Home. Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
Back in Enola, which is alone backwards. I don't know if you knew that, Tamar. 62-45, Middletown. Mills with the basketball. Al Leach back over to Mills. Front court, Marakovic. Left wing. Dribbles through traffic. Stops. Into the corner to Plummer. Back out front to Mills. Hughes appears to be okay over on the bench. Down the lane goes Mills to the bucket. He's got it. And the foul.
Great drive in. Great drive in by Tahir. Hit him with a right-hand flicker roll. And one.
Now Mattis checks in. Rakovic goes out. 6:12 to go. 64-45 Middletown. Mills with one shot at the line. Tahir Mills. Great year in football as a defensive back and a wide receiver, hits the foul shot. There's some talk he might move to quarterback next year. Who knows? Don't know what's going to happen there with him. He is certainly talented, that's for sure. Jumper from the right side by Farley is good for three. He's got 7 points, 65-48. There's Truesdale, left side, out front for Leach. Bounce pass to Plummer. Back out front, Truesdale. Truesdale dribbling to the right. Left side, Leach goes easily down the lane for the layup. It was wide open for him. He's got 8 points, 67-48, Middletown. 5:30 to play. Freeze with the ball. Now it's Mulhauser. Farling on the right wing. Now Mitchell Henry back to Farling on the wing for three. No good. Rebounded by Neely. Stripped out of his hands by Leach. He'll take it down the left side. He'll try laying it up, but he's fouled by Farling.
For a sec there, I thought Craig was about to throw a lob to Chris Plummer.
He had Plummer on the right side, lagging off just a bit. Yeah, I didn't know what he was going to do with it. He's going to alley-oop, bounce it back to him. Second foul on Farling. I have him for three. Shot at the line by Leach is no good. He's 2 for 4 from the line.
Chris Palmer can definitely get up for that dunk. He almost kind of dunked against Memphis County. Just went in, but it just went off the rim and just dropped.
Uh-huh. Leach hits the second foul shot. 68-48 Middletown, 5:05 to go. In the right corner, Mulhauser. Out to the wing, back into the corner. Mitchell Henry in traffic. And we'll get the reach-in foul against Mills. A little aggressive. Number four on him. Or is it number five? No, just number four. Shot of the line is good for Mitchell Henry. He's got 19. Can he make it 20? It's good, and he does. 68-50. Middletown with a lead. Mills getting up to Mattis. Back to Mills. He'll take it left side. Dish it off inside, and Sprecher. Back door. Great look. Finishes it off. And Kobe Sprecher's on the board. It's 70-50. It's ball by Mattis out of bounds. It'll be East Penn ball again. Middletown up by 20. They're playing Wednesday night down at Elko. Inbounds pass comes in for the Panthers. By the way, that bucket earlier when the team was cheering for Trey Michael, he got this, that was his first bucket of the year.
Yeah.
Panthers working it around to the left, trying to dribble inside. Now it's Ballhauser, right baseline. Pass knocked out of bounds by Truesdale. Inbound coming up. Breeze Penn. And a foul as Farling tries to put it in. He'll go to the line. Middletown's put Panthers in double bonus with a lot of fouls here in the second half. This time it's Mattis with his third. Farling at the line gets two, and the first one is good. He's got eight. 70-51. Great seeing everyone at the Blue and Gold Dinner Dance Banquet on Saturday night at the American Legion. Second shot by Farling is good. A lot of proceeds there going to help out various programs in the district and athletics. Teams where they need certain things and can't get it from the district or their own boosters. The Blue and Gold Club many times will help them out. Great seeing everyone there. Salt Dick Barnowski was a member of that 68 state championship team. He was there the other night. Casper Voitifer, the head coach of that 68 team. Mills with it out front. Now Truesdale left of the lane. His shot swatted out of bounds by Caroli. Middletown ball. Inbound coming up. Underneath the bucket. Mills looks to get it in. He finds Truesdale. He's still almost trapped out front. Gets away quickly from it. Gives it off to Mills. 3:35 to go. Middletown leading. 70-52. Mills. Now out for Sprecher. He'll dribble. He'll take it down the lane and lay it up, and no good. He put it too hard off the glass. It goes out of bounds. Getting the raspberries from his teammates. Back the other way. A three-pointer is good for Mitchell Henry. Now he's got timeouts. 3:12 to go in the fourth. Middletown 70, East Pennsboro 55. Back after this on the Fager Finger Minor Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
John Wilsbach and DeMar Parker. Some coaches would not be comfortable with a 15-point lead with 3 minutes to play, 3:12 to play, DeMar.
Yeah. Some days a lot of coaches won't be that comfortable. They'll still keep the starters in most of the games. That's Middletown. They have 4 games in 6 days. They're starting to put some of the starts back in the game.
They got Mattis still out there in Truesdale. We're going with Thomas Alcock and Sprecher. The Panthers keeping a lot of their starters in. Middletown up by 15. Here's Alcock left side trying to dribble out of traffic. right side. True's down to the bucket. No good, but he's fouled. A lot of Middletown fans will, the old timers will remind you of Coach McHenry from the 69, 70, I want to say 71 seasons, where he had some big leads and let them get away by pulling the starters too soon. May have been 72 season. First shot by Truesdale, no good. I was too young to remember that. Second shot by Truesdale is on the way, and this one is also no good. Knocked out of bounds by East Pennsboro. It'll be Middletown ball. 2:59 to go in the fourth, 70-55. Middletown inbound underneath the bucket. Inbounds comes in Sprecher. Now Mattis at the top, right side Truesdale. Back out front for Mattis. Mishandled it, but gets it back. Now Alcock with it. Alcock goes to the right side. Mattis, left elbow, left corner, Sprecher. He'll hold, he'll look. Now he'll dribble. Back out front for Thomas. Thomas going to the right side, takes it in the corner, and just passes it back into Caroli, who travels with it.
You got still, you got a little too excited, and you start walking with it.
Middletown, at least we'll get it back with 2:29 to play, up by 15. But all the subs are in there, and get a little scrappy, a little sloppy. Truesdale, right side. Out front for Thomas. Ryan Hughes had 19 points in the first half, but nothing in the second half, and Raiders turn it over again. East Penn with it. Horst down into the corner. Farling to the right side. Caroli. Now Farling on the wing. Takes the two. Bounces around. No good. Mattis with the rebound. Up to Alcock. 2 minutes to go. Alcock on the front court. Now Truesdale out front. Left corner Thomas. Sprecher left of the paint. Inside in traffic. Has it swatted away from him from behind. Back the other way comes Horst. And a hand check out front. As Freeze tried to penetrate, he'll go to the line shooting two with a minute 45 to go.
Okay, now Middletown's putting back in the subs for the rest of this game.
Well, they got subs in right now. They're going to go with some more subs.
Yeah.
They're going to go with Trey Michael again. Who else? Maxwell and Myers, the guard. First shot of the line is no good for Freeze. .145 to play. 70-55. I think it's 70-56. As Freeze hits the second one. Myers now will bring it up the floor. Talk to Chris Myers. Halftime of the Steel High game. Second all-time scorer for Middletown in girls basketball as Myers gets fouled. As Burton Jones took over that number one spot last year, but Chris Smith Myers, back when she played, mostly hit from downtown outside, but they didn't have the 3-point back then. You had to wonder where her numbers would be and probably still in first place in scoring had she had that 3-point arc back then. Myers gets fouled, he'll go to the line. And the same with a lot of the Middletown guys who played in those late 60s teams, 70s teams. And the three-point arc wasn't around. Shot by Myers is no good. The one-and-one rebounded by Maxwell. Alcock, back door. Thomas puts it up and in. 72-56. Back the other way comes Henry. Mitchell Henry is going to be fouled out front with a minute 10 to go in the fourth. It's just turning into an ugly JV game now.
Yep. Middletown wants to do is try to run this clock out and try to get out there with this good win where everybody's healthy.
And rested. First shot of the line is good by Henry. East Penn led 18 17 at the end of one. Raiders started turning it on, led 42-31 at halftime, never looked back. 33-8 run there for a while. Second shot is good by Neely. 72-58. Fires with the ball out front. 1 minute to play. Maxwell on the right side. Trey Michael dribble penetrating, but misses the layup. Got a lot of traffic on him there. East Penn back the other way. Jumper from the outside. No good. Michael for the rebound. Gives it off to Myers with 40 seconds to go. Girls score. East Pennsboro girls knock off Middletown 50-41. So the Lady Raiders losing by 9, 50-41 tonight. Raiders holding it, 25 seconds and ticking. Thomas out front. Now Myers, and he'll be fouled. Why, I don't know. But Myers will walk to the other end, shooting the 1-1.
Look like it was an intentional foul. Look like you think he could make a comeback.
I don't believe 20 seconds you're going to score 14 points. First shot by Myers is good.
Unless you get a lot of steals and quick threes.
And some technicals thrown in there, right? Mm-hmm. The four-point plays, yes. Myers hits them both at the foul line to solidify this one. 74-58, 15 seconds to go. Up the floor comes Jake Henry. Passing it over to brother Mitchell Henry. Back to Jake Henry. Out front, Mitchell Henry in the paint. Lost it, gets it back. Right side, Mollhauser. Shot no good. His follow-up is good. And that'll do it. Final score, Middletown 74, East Pennsboro 60. We'll come back and wrap things up on the Finger Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Welcome back on the post-game show. John Wills back with you. 74-60. Middletown over East Pennsboro in boys basketball action. Our post-game guest tonight is Chris Plummer. 18 points on the contest. I know you're a little angry at yourself a couple times. Might have had more.
Yeah.
Some little chippies in
little
there.
Bunnies. Yeah, I know. I had to get a piece of the rim a little bit, but after that, I was good.
Well, look, they kept it close. It seems like lately, Middletown, you guys just kind of feeling other teams out in that first quarter, keeping it close. And yeah. Then you had that 33-8 run in this one where you just put them away.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. We usually get, like, over our heads a little bit when we play teams that we know we should be able to beat. But then after a while, we know, all right, this is serious. Go. We need this win for the playoffs. And, yeah, we got going after that.
And the subs came in, the second team, and at times they were struggling and needed to get you guys back in there. Well, in the fourth, I know he just wanted to give you a little rest.
We normally try to get our second team in to see where we could fill those eight spots for, like, playoffs, so we're ready and we can have breaks for our starting five. So, yeah.
How important is it, especially this week, four games in 6 days, to get up on teams, and that way you can get other guys in and give your legs a rest?
Yeah, that's really important for us to get. So when we are up, we can definitely get our bench in. We can get a break for like the real important games we need to get, like Trinity. We need to get them this next week. And yeah.
Well, we were given the score a little bit earlier. I shared it with you here. A fourth quarter score, 3:24 to go. McDevitt leading Lancaster Catholic 44-43. Lancaster Catholic number one in the standings. Middletown 2, McDevitt number 3. How often are you guys looking at that stuff?
We often look at it to make sure where we're at and who we'll play. And I don't know. We really like the one spot so we can get a kind of bad team, you know. So yeah, that will give us a good break, get ready for the playoffs and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I know that you guys want to get back, get some rest, and we appreciate you stopping by here on the post game show. Yep. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Chris Plummer for the Middletown Blue Raiders. Great game for him. 18 points as Middletown is victorious 74-60. Let's run down the scoring as Ryan Hughes had 19 on that first half, 18 for Plummer, 12 for Mills, 9 for Trey Leach, 4 for Luke Marakovich, and 2 points for Truesdale, Mattis, Sprecher, Michael, Thomas, and Myers. Mitchell Henry led East Pennsboro with 24 in this contest. 9 points for Drew Farling. 5 points for Nick Caroli. Also, Braden Freeze. And 5 for Jake Henry. 4 points for Horst. And 3 points for Onassis Neely. 2 for Mulhauser. And 2 for Preston Howery. So Middletown with the victory, now 13-2 on the season, and 7-1 in the conference. And East Pennsboro slips to 1-9 in the conference, and also 5-11 overall. Girls action, we mentioned to you that the East Pennsboro girls defeated Middletown tonight, 50-41 at Middletown Gymnasium. So the Lady Panthers were victorious in that game. Middletown wins both games on the season against this East Pennsboro team. And the Blue Raiders get the day off tomorrow, and they're back on the road on Wednesday down in Myerstown against Elko. Check out our Facebook page at WMSS 91.1 FM. Make sure you like us. You'll see the picture there of our interview with Chris Plummer and an action shot of Ryan Hughes at the foul line. And we look forward to seeing you back on Wednesday night from Elko. For our studio producer, Marcus Williams, my color commentator, Tamar Parker, this is John Wilsbach. Again, our final score, Middletown 74, East Pennsboro 60. You heard it here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network. Today's game was brought to you in part by the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, BFW Post 1620, Umstead Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, with kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty, and Black Horse Tavern. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.